The United Nations Security Council defeated a Russian resolution. It would have acknowledged Ukraine's growing humanitarian needs. 13 of the 15 nation states abstained from voting. Only China and Russia supported it. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield spoke after the resounding defeat.
Russia does not care about the deteriorating humanitarian conditions or the millions of lives and dreams the war has shattered. If they cared, they would stop fighting. Russia is the aggressor, the attacker, the invader, the sole party in Ukraine engaged in a campaign of brutality against the people of Ukraine. And they want us to pass a resolution that does not acknowledge their culpability.
Thomas Greenfield reiterated the U.S. warning Russia will use biological or chemical weapons against Ukraine. Russia's defeat at the Security Council came as the United Nations General Assembly opened debate on a resolution drafted by Ukraine and two dozen other countries, co-sponsored by nearly 100 nations, that clearly states Russia's aggression is responsible for the growing humanitarian emergency. Ukraine's ambassador to the UN, Sergei Kitslista, spoke in favor of it.
Every day of the Russian war against Ukraine aggravates humanitarian situation further and further. In a nutshell, it has already reached the level of humanitarian disaster. People are starving to death in the occupied or besieged areas. People are being killed in their attempt to flee from conflict-affected areas. Cities are razed to the ground by shelling and airstrikes. Neighboring countries are stretched to their limits of accommodating millions of Ukrainian refugees.
The Ukraine-backed resolution reiterates the demand of an earlier resolution adopted by the Assembly that Russia immediately stop its military offensive in Ukraine and withdraw all its troops. And it demands protection for all civilians and infrastructure indispensable to their survival. France and Mexico originally introduced the resolution at the UN Security Council, but Russia vetoed it. The two nations then moved it to the full General Assembly for a broader vote, where there's no veto power. Russia's ambassador to the UN, Vasily Nebenzia, spoke against the resolution, calling it another political anti-Russian show.
Set this time in a allegedly humanitarian context.
He blamed the ongoing civil war to the east in the Donbass region, where Russia has backed separatists, for the cause of the crisis, and described the war as a military operation to denazify and demilitarize Ukraine. He then blamed war crimes Russia's being accused of on what he called Ukrainian radicals and nationalists.
Ukrainian nationalists and radicals who understood that more sooner or later they would have to be held accountable for their crimes committed over the last 8 years, they started to use civilians as human shields and started to place heavy weaponry in residential areas and not allow people to leave cities along humanitarian corridors.
Russian authorities maintain they did not start the war and have repeatedly, falsely, decried reports of Russian military setbacks or civilian deaths in Ukraine as fake news. Nebenzia urged the Assembly's 193 member nations to vote against the Ukrainian-backed measure and to support an alternative one, the South African resolution, which focuses solely on humanitarian issues. The South African draft calls for an immediate cessation of hostilities as a first step in ameliorating the deteriorating humanitarian situation. It makes no mention of Russia's aggression. Debates concluded after some 70 nations spoke on the issue, many in favor of Ukraine's backed resolution. They'll continue discussions Thursday. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.